So joining us now is Chris Morris, who's the East Asia, South Asia correspondent for our partner, the BBC, in Kabul, Afghanistan. Quick update, Chris, from you on the casualties that are coming in Afghanistan. Numerically, with the death that we have this morning, August and July are the two deadliest months since the war began 8 years ago. First of all, what do you make of these casualties, and is it likely to rise from this point on?
Well, it's been a very tough period for international forces. We're in August now, as you know, and already more international troops have died this year than in the whole of last year. And last year was the worst since the international involvement in Afghanistan in 2001. So it's been a tough couple of months, in particular down in the south, of course, in the province of Helmand, where both US and British troops have been on the offensive in the last few weeks, partly trying to create areas where people felt they could go to vote safely in last week's elections. There's been no official results out of Helmand yet, but anecdotal evidence we're getting from down there suggests that, in fact, the voting levels were extremely low. So a lot of that military activity, if one of the purposes of it was to create this environment where people felt safe to go and cast a vote, it seems that particular objective hasn't really been met.
Although we were told that there are reports that perhaps Hamid Karzai made some deals with the Taliban and local officials down in Helmand to for people to stay home in return for ballot boxes not being completely empty, to give everyone sort of what they want out of this. Any confirmation of anything like that?
Well, there's been all sorts of suggestions, rumors, speculation about electoral malpractice, in particular from opposition candidates aimed at President Karzai, but also from the Karzai camp themselves aimed at other candidates. And one of the problems, I think, at the moment with the very slow release of election results is that speculation and rumor is taking center stage. But, for example, Abdullah, President Karzai's main contender, is absolutely convinced there has been massive rigging. He's produced video evidence, he's produced still photographs, he's produced evidence which he says shows very clearly ballot boxes being stuffed with ballot papers which have been signed one by one after another with President Karzai's name on it.
So finality is not likely to be the result of this election, at least in the short term. Chris Morris, BBC South Asia reporter in Kabul, Afghanistan.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.